Happy Easter. Jesus is risen. Alleluia. Indeed, he is risen. Alleluia. What a joy it is to celebrate this central feast of our faith, the resurrection of Jesus. Just last night, we had the Easter Vigil, a beautiful liturgy. It was very beautiful, very long too, almost 3 hours long. And yet, a beautiful liturgy in which we welcomed two new members into the church. We fully initiated four members into the church by giving them their first communion, and then also confirmed 10 members as well of the church. What a beautiful night it was to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. This celebration, the resurrection, is so central to our faith as Catholics. This is the key to everything that we believe, that Jesus died and yet rose from the dead. And if this didn't happen, if Jesus had not been raised, then our faith is in vain, as St. Paul says in his letters. But no, Jesus has been raised. And for 2,000 years, this is what the church has taught. That the man who is God, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and died and was risen from the dead after 3 days. And this is what gives us great hope. In this day of the resurrection, I invite us to focus on actually a different character other than Jesus. I invite us to focus on Peter, his disciple, one of his most closest friends. As we heard just a few days ago, Peter was the one at the Last Supper who was willing to go to death for our Lord Jesus, and yet we know that he denied him 3 times. Peter represents all of us. All of us have sinned. All of us have fallen away from the Lord in some way or another. And yet, that doesn't stop the love of God. That didn't stop Jesus from accomplishing his mission and giving hope for Peter. As we read in the gospel today, Peter was one of the disciples who received the good news from Mary Magdalene. On the day of the resurrection, she went to the disciples and said, "We do not know where our Lord is. He is not in the tomb." And so as we heard, Peter and the beloved disciple, we know it to be John, ran to the tomb. We can imagine the great fear and the great anxiety that they had in their hearts. In that moment, Peter and John are also us, searching for the Lord. We are filled with great fear. Does he truly love us? Will he truly forgive us of our sins? And when they encounter the tomb, they see that the body of Jesus is no longer there. We are told that they began to believe that Jesus, yes, had risen from the dead. At that moment, the power of the resurrection began to transform Peter. Peter, who had denied our Lord, begins to be transformed. And as we will hear later in the Easter season, we will see Jesus extending his love once again to Peter when he encounters him on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus will ask Peter, "Simon Peter, do you love me?" He will ask him 3 times, and each time Peter will say, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And then finally, we see Peter once again in our first reading, completely transformed. This is now the leader of the church, the one who had denied our Lord, but yet was transformed by the resurrection. We hear him say, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and with power." Peter has been transformed. The power of the resurrection has changed his heart. No longer does he live in the realm of sin, but he lives in the grace of the resurrection. We can ask ourselves, how are we as well to witness to the resurrection? How is it that we can carry the light of Christ into our daily lives? How can we place ourselves in the shoes of Peter? We do so by living the commandments well, by adhering ourselves to God's word, by participating in his life in the church, in the sacraments of reconciliation, for Holy Communion, and the other sacraments of marriage and holy orders. The resurrection is something that we don't just celebrate on Easter once per year, but it is something that we celebrate each and every Sunday. That the Lord rose from the dead and gives us himself to us, gives us the promise of eternal life. The resurrection is something very powerful. It conquers over fear. It conquers over death. It conquers over Satan. And it conquers over sin. This is what the resurrection does for us. It transforms our hearts from being hardened by sin, just like Peter's, to being hearts on fire with the love of God. That is what the resurrection does. And we say, Alleluia.